Well, hey everybody, it's Darren Garman. How you doing? Glad that you can join me for this week's podcast. Glad you're aboard, and glad that you're spending the time downloading and listening to this information this week. As I said, good to have you aboard. This week's information, as you probably have read in the title of the podcast, is about nothing being easy. And when it comes to investing, the funny thing is about this, many of us already know that. Many of us know that when it comes to investing, there is really nothing easy about it in terms of making as much money and as much profit and gaining as much to your net worth or income as possible within a short period of time. There's nothing easy about it at all. And so what I'm going to be talking to you about on this podcast today, and it's something I really want you to kind of be thinking about even afterwards, is not so much any new information. So I'm not going to be sharing with you something that is like brand new, you've never heard of. There are not going to be any revelations here. Okay. What it's really going to be about is reminding you to use that space between your ears when it comes to investing. I'm talking about choosing where to invest, what to invest in, where you're looking to invest, and mostly who you are listening to and taking advice from and following their information. Okay, that is really where the rubber meets the road for me. Who are you listening to? Because that probably influences you more than anything. All right, so let's talk about these things. Let's break this down a little bit. And again, I want to reinforce some things to remind you of some things that will help you not only make a hell of a lot more money with your investments, but I'm telling you, is going to save you some costly mistakes too. Okay. All right, let's talk about the first thing in my mind in terms of in investing, nothing comes easy. And it's making sure that you are paying attention to and listening to people that have experience investing in, dealing in, working in the areas that you're looking to invest in. Whether it's a stock, whether it's a mutual fund, whether it's a business, whether it's a piece of real estate, it doesn't matter. Whoever's running the show, who's ever guiding the ship, whoever you're listening to and depending on to help you grow your wealth, sure enough, better know what the hell they're doing. And they better have the experience in doing it. And I find constantly that many investors don't investigate and dig into this enough to really know. They're just taking somebody's word for it. They're reading some information online and taking the word for it. They're getting a direct mail piece, okay, through the mail. And they're taking the word for it. They're seeing some information, maybe in a financial publication. And they're taking their word for it. They're not checking to see if there's some legitimate experience, some track record behind it. Because that is really where the rubber meets the road. Okay, it really is. And you are playing with fire if you're dealing with people that do not have that kind of experience. Let me give you a couple of examples. Example number one actually is the first time that this hit me, and it happened a long, long time ago. So this is when I was still working at the prison. So when I was working at the prison, the traveling get rich quick seminar was coming through Cedar Rapids. This one was about how to buy government seized property at government auctions for, you know, 5-10 cents on the dollar, turn around, sell it for its full value, and in the process make a lot of money. And that's what this whole seminar was about. So a buddy of mine, you know, kept, hey, come on, we got to go to this. Okay, all right. So we go to it. And, you know, of course, they have it at a nice hotel, and you go, and they go over all of the reasons and how you should be making money with government seized property, how easy it is, how much time it takes, and gee whiz, why haven't you been doing this up to now? Because it's so damn easy, most anybody can do it, okay? And of course, the price to be paid to get this top secret information on how you can do this yourself, of course, from the comfort of your own home, right? And of course, you work on this during those free time you have, the free time you have on nights and weekends. And I don't know about you guys, but I rarely have any free time at nights and on the weekends, but evidently that's when you do this. And so, yeah. And so to get the secret three-ring binder with cassette tapes, and I did say cassette tapes, by the way, that dates this a little bit. It was something like $1,299, and then you subscribe to a service they provided for people to help you for a period of 6 months at something like $350 a month, right? And by the way, back then, that was a lot of money for me, a lot of money. And so I was really hesitant, but geez, it sounded so good. It sounded so easy. I even felt a little bit stupid as to why haven't I been looking into doing something like this? And then you think about all the things you can have with that extra income, that extra money that you want, that you need. And it all just came to me. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the back of the room and see what I can do. So the gentleman gets done speaking. And I go back to the room, and I'm in line with everybody else that's in the back of the room buying this stuff. And I got credit card in hand. And as I'm standing there in line, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if this guy that's talking about this has ever done this himself. I mean, he talked about how easy it was and what to do. I mean, I assume that he does this and he is doing this now. But then I'm thinking, well, if he is, how come he's here talking to me and, you know, working on selling me this course? And by the way, that doesn't mean that he's not doing it, but I just had that thought. So finally, I get to the front of the line and it's my turn. And so, you know, I'm talking, the guy is not there. I'm dealing with, you know, an assistant or an associate, someone that they've hired to basically be the order taker, but he's behind her answering questions from people as they come back. So I get his attention and I ask him, I said, hey, that was a really good presentation. I'm real interested in buying it. I said, I've got a question for you. Have you done what you talked about? In other words, do you have experience doing what you've discussed, what you've told us? Here's what he told me. No, I've not done it. Many people that I work with have done it, but I have not done it, no. So you've not done anything that you talked about yourself? No. So I asked him, so how do you know it works? Well, it just does. It does? Well, yeah, it does. Of course it does. I laid it out for you. I laid the formula out for you, and all you got to do is just follow the formula. Yeah, but you've not done it, right? Yep, that's right. I've not done it. Okay, all right, thank you. That was the first time I figured out that, I was being sold something. I wasn't investing in something. And I want you to think about the difference I just hit there. Are you being sold something or are you investing in something? Because the key to knowing whether something is too good to be true, the key to knowing whether you're being fed a line of bullshit is thinking to yourself, am I being sold something or am I investing in something? Okay. And sure, you could say investing in buying a course is an investment. And in many cases it is. And in no way am I saying that every investment course is bad. In no way am I saying that investment courses are all bullshit, because they're not. By the way, almost every investment book that I've read, and I've read a ton, almost every investment course that I've purchased, and I've purchased quite a few, they're all right on. The information is 110% accurate. So it's not as if you're buying or I've purchased anything that was incorrect, that was totally fabricated. No, the information is correct. And so, you know, so let me give you a couple of examples. So can you buy foreclosed properties and make a hell of a lot of money? Hell yes, you can. Can you buy properties at tax sale for $400, $500, $600? Hell yes, you can. Can I invest in commodities and earn 30 to 40% on my money within a short period of time? Once again, hell yes, you can. And I could name a ton of examples. However, and this is key, okay? Anytime you're led to believe that it can be done quickly and easily without much effort, that's when your bullshit antenna needs to go up, and you know that that's not going to be the case. Because if nature has proven anything, especially in the world of investing, it is you never make a ton of money easily. You don't. Okay? You don't. You never make a ton of money in a short period of time. You don't. And anytime you are led to believe that you can achieve your goals quickly, easily, painlessly, and without affecting any of your free time, you're being led a complete line of bullshit. And so when it comes to obtaining the information that will help you, when it comes to separating the bullshit from the information that you can really use, that you can really use to make money with, especially when it comes to investing, again, the first thing is the person that I'm reading, that I'm listening to, that I'm paying attention to, do they have a track record of experience in this? The answer is no. You move on. Period. End of story. Okay? I don't care if it's their brother that does it. I don't care if it's their husband that does it. I don't care if it's their wife that does it. If they don't do it, okay, but they're telling you how great and well off you're going to be as a result of owning what they have, and they don't have the experience, bye-bye. Okay? And here's a little sidebar to that. And this is very, very important. Anyone that is working, that you're working with in investing in, whether it's a business, again, maybe a piece of real estate, you know, maybe some kind of a stock from a business, a mutual fund, whatever the case is. The thing that you want to look for is, have they ever gone through adversity and have they lost money? Okay. Have they ever gone through any adversity and have they ever lost money? And I'm talking adversity in what they are, in what you're reading from them and listening to or believing from them that you plan on at least considering to invest in, right? So I'll use real estate as an example, just to maybe clarify it a little bit. And so if I'm looking at investing in real estate with someone, whether it's a fund, whether it's a real estate investment trust, whether it's a private placement, maybe it's a loan, maybe we're financing something. If whomever I'm talking to has told me the following, they've said, we've never lost any money, ever. What does that tell me? They are full of it, okay? They're full of it. Because anybody, any investor that has any kind of track record has had investment losses. They've had losers. Not everything they invest in is going to work out. Okay. And so whenever anybody asks me, hey, Darren, have you lost money in any real estate? My answer is, hell yes, I have. I'll tell you three or four stories if you want to hear about them. Not that I want to dig up bad memories with me, you know, watching my money fly out the window on some bad investment properties that we've purchased. But we've lost money, definitely. And anybody that tells you they haven't is either lying to you, which of course is a red flag to get the hell out of there, or they have not had enough experience in what they're doing to really be someone that you can depend on. All right. Every investor, especially if they're really, really good, they've lost money. And so, oddly enough, you want to pay attention to see if they have, and maybe even ask them if they have. That is a key. So I kind of took a sidebar there, but at least wanted to mention that, especially when it comes to who you should pay attention to. Because sometimes people will say, well, I don't want to invest with them. I mean, they lost money. Well, guess what? That's actually good news, because now they have the experience to know what to avoid and what not to do again. Okay, unfortunately, experiences are many times expensive. And any experiences that you learn from many times are expensive. But the good news is you learn from them. And the way that top investors get to be top investors and stay there is, yeah, of course, part and parcel of their successes. But a hell of a lot of it has got to do with what they screwed up on. Don't ever forget that. That's a big deal. Okay. And so, yeah, I took a sidebar there, but I just wanted to make sure that you understood where I was coming from. And so we've talked about experience being key. We've talked about even negative experience, bad experiences from whom you're listening to being the key. And we've also talked about if the story to you is you click a button, you send a direct mail piece, you make three phone calls. Within 90 days, if you don't have a bunch of money in your bank account, et cetera, that is definitely, definitely red flag material to avoid getting involved in those kinds of investments. Okay. And, you know, you used to see a lot of it in get rich in real estate stuff. You know, the no money down courses, and there was, you know, seminars by the hour at the whatever hotel in town. And I'm not picking on real estate because I'm in the real estate business. But that was an easy, that's kind of the low-hanging fruit for this, right? The real estate business. But you see it in every kind of area, in every kind of investment circle that there is. Just make sure you understand that anytime you're being told how easy, simple, and how much money you're going to make and how quickly you'll make it, if it sounds too good, more than likely it is. All right. Now, here's a third thing. And this is kind of important, but not a lot of people do this, and they should. And it's ask for references. All right. Ask for references. I'm always surprised at how many people do not do this, because here's kind of the rule of thumb. Okay. The rule of thumb is this. It's pretty much before you go into business with anyone. Okay. You want to have them provide you three references of people that you can talk to and ask about them. Okay, you need just three references. And here's the deal. If they can't provide you three, that is definitely the red flag of get the hell out of there. Okay, if they can't give you just three, you need to run. Okay, and sure, I understand probably with, you know, if your investment is with a large mutual fund company like Fidelity or somebody like that, I understand. And, you know, more than likely, they're not going to give you references because they've got millions of customers, right? So, no, look, I get that. I'm really talking more about those kind of investments that you run into from time to time from a friend, a recommendation. Maybe you run into something online. Maybe you get a reread a book, or maybe you take a course. However, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that all of us run into what I would call unconventional investment opportunities that are legitimate and that we should seriously consider getting involved in. Because if you want unconventional results with your investing, you, in many cases, have to invest unconventionally. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you're not going to get rich by having CDs in the bank. You're going to maintain wealth by having CDs in the bank, maybe, depending on what interest rates do. But that's it. You're not going to grow anything from that. So you need something unconventional. And whether that's buying into a business, buying a piece of real estate, maybe it's buying part of a shopping center or an apartment building. Maybe it's making a loan to somebody that's buying a house. Maybe you provide them a construction loan. I mean, the list can be very, very long, right? But what you need to do before you get too far down the road with any of these kind of unconventional investments is you need references. And I'm just saying just three. Okay, if they can't provide you three references, you move on. You move on. I don't care how well you know them. Because if they can't find three people to say something good about them, that is not a good thing. And if they can't and say, well, gee, I haven't been doing this long enough. Well, there's another red flag, right? There's another red flag. And so when it comes to the things that I've just mentioned, I haven't mentioned anything to you here that's new, right? So I just didn't share with you a secret that you didn't know. But isn't it easy? And by the way, I'm guilty of this too, by the way. Isn't it easy to kind of forget some of this stuff? You get busy, things are going on, you got responsibilities. It's easy to just not give full point attention on your investing that it deserves. Okay, because look, we're all busy, we're all distracted all the time with stuff. And so the point of this podcast is really to kind of get you back on point and help you focus on those things. So let me hit these three things again real quick, just so you'll keep them in mind, especially the back of your mind. Hell, write it down somewhere so that when those opportunities come up, maybe you can pull this out. Maybe you can look at it real quick, because it will be a big, big help to you when you do this. And by the way, I'm sorry to say, by doing this, you're going to say no to a lot of things. You will. You're going to say no to a lot of things that might even sound freaking fantastic, right? You're going to say no to them. But I'm telling you, you're going to be glad that you said no to them, right? So let's go ahead and let's go over this information one more time. Number one, only deal with people that have experience when you're talking about investing. Okay, with whatever you're looking at getting involved in, whatever investment it is, deal with people that have experience. And remember, number two is bad experience is not a bad thing. Okay, bad experiences, money lost, investments that went south, is not bad. It's actually good. Okay, it's actually a good thing. I guess that's kind of number 1A. Okay, maybe one with a footnote. Let's go to number two. Number two is, if they say it's easy, it's not. If they say it's quick, it's not. If they say it won't take much of your time, once again, it sure as hell will. Okay, anytime anyone is selling you and wanting you to be involved in a sale versus an investment, it is time to move on. Okay, it's time to move on. So that's number two. And number three are references. Okay, if you're going to be spending a lot of money, investing a lot of money, you need some references. Okay, Who else has worked with you? Who else has done this? Remember my example where I talked about the guy when I was looking at buying that course? He had no experience. He couldn't even give me a reference. Okay? Well, yeah, I've got some guys that do this. Well, who are they? Well, just some guys that I know. Well, come on. If they can't provide you references, just three, that tells you you need to move on. Okay? And so I hope these three, I'll call them three and a half, I guess, suggestions are helpful for you, especially as you move forward with whatever investment you plan on getting involved in. But you know, write these down. Keep them in mind. Remind yourself that these three things need to be thought about and discussed. And again, you're going to miss out on investments as a result of it. But you're going to be glad that when you locate an investment that meets this litmus test that I've just given you. You've gone over these three things. You've done it, and it turns out that, hey, it kind of passes. Well, pretty much you know that this is something you should give some serious consideration to. Okay? I appreciate you joining my podcast today. I think this information, again, was nothing that was breakthrough, giving you any secrets that you didn't know before. But if you're like me, it is sometimes pretty easy to forget these things, especially with what you're told sounds really, really good, or you're distracted with other things, or any other reason. All right? Have a great day. Have a great week. I'm glad you joined me, Darren Garman, the Paranoid Banker, and have a terrific, terrific day. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye-bye.